Introduction. The distinguished psychologist Carl Jung believed that attempting to reach human perfection is a folly pursuit. Instead, we should aim to become complete. The first step is to become aware of oneself and the conflict between the dark side and the light side of our psyche. In other words, we must study ourselves like an objective scientist would, noticing what we think, how we feel, and behave. The light side of our psyche may wish for us to be fit, healthy, successful, happy, have integrity, and therefore congruency between beliefs, speech, thoughts, and behaviours. Whilst the dark side, on the other hand, encourages laziness, produces limiting beliefs, unhealthy actions, and harmful speech. Thus, the dark side of our personality creates barriers towards personal growth and life potential. This psychological fight between what we want for ourselves and our life and how we actually behave creates fractal parts within our psyche and splinters personality. For example, part of us wants health, wealth, and happiness perhaps, whilst another part generates thoughts, beliefs, and behaviours which prevent us from achieving such goals. To resolve this conflict, we should work to develop both our body and mind, because if either one is weak or incongruent, then dis-ease or even disease will follow. You cannot have a strong, clean, optimally functioning mind without the same quality of physical body. And equally, of course, if your body is frail, so too will be your mind. You must therefore work to cultivate a mind and body which are strong and capable. You should study yourself, both physically and psychologically, with an open, honest, and inquiring approach. Identify the dissonance between desires and behaviours. Become conscious of the inner battles which rage between what you want in life and what you actually do. You should work to become cognizant of automated thoughts and challenge those which limit progress towards completeness. Work to identify your psychological saboteurs and begin the alignment of mind, body, and behaviours and become complete. This book aims to help you expose and identify with conflicting parts within your personality. Begin the alignment process and mitigate the psychological dis-ease caused by the mismatch between who you want to be and who you currently are. Rather than an autocratic book, this book should be used more like a workbook and an introspective guide. The words written will not change your life, but rather your participation and your own application of effort to complete this book and the activities herein will be the path to a better, healthier, wealthier, and happier existence for yourself. A critical mind, which analyzes your thoughts and feelings as you read, will be necessary. As you advance throughout this book, you may feel a sense of resistance or denial. Be conscious of such experiences as they arise and monitor yourself to discover the foundational truth behind such feelings. What is the cause of your resistance? What thoughts and beliefs lay behind your denial? Are such causes true, or are they a product of your dark side aimed at limiting your progress? Like a child, at times throughout this book, your mind may have small tantrums or wish to sulk, perhaps. Notice such psychological facets of your personality with an objective and inquisitive eye. At times, your psyche may become parental, wagging a judgmental finger of righteousness. Be conscious of such thoughts and inquire into the truth. Developing the willingness to take control of your thoughts, feelings, and behaviours is a critical skill and will serve you well throughout your life. Becoming the master of yourself via conscious effort and analytical thought will put you in the control seat of your mind, your body, and behaviours, and therefore your life. Choosing to control oneself is a choice to reduce uncertainty in life and increase positive results. A loss of control, or merely a sense of lawlessness within oneself, creates unhappiness and thus is directly opposed to the highest intention you have for yourself and life. Instead of being a passive bystander to your life and the direction it drags you, if you engage with this book fully and take part in all the activities within, you will develop a new sense of autonomy, self-mastery, and ability to steer the course of your life. The activities assigned to you are designed to develop keystone habits of mind and behavior, which will serve you well in life, and it is important to participate in these tasks if you want to improve your life's potential. As you read chapter by chapter, you should aim to make small, highly manageable changes. Such small adaptations to your thoughts and behaviors may not seem like much. However, do not underestimate the power of these seemingly minor adjustments, because these are highly likely to cause a cascade effect whereby a positive, easily managed change in one's aspect of thoughts and behaviors can create a ripple across all aspects of your life. It's strange the things you remember from your childhood. I distinctly recall a specific time sitting in the passenger seat as my father drove me to school. I was having a teenage strop of some sort, and I remember him saying to me, "If you think life is tough now, son, wait until you get older." It was not said as a threat, but more a statement of fact, a fumbling nugget of wisdom shared by my father. There are many seemingly random snapshots of long gone moments which I have lodged within my mind, and for some reason, this is one of them. Now, as a man in my 40s, I can reflect and recognize that, like any adult muddling their way through life, my father was wrong about many things, but the statement made on the way to school that morning was not one of them. For many years I held a subliminal belief that life should be easy, and therefore became frustrated and angry when life played out differently to my desires, or when life sucker-punched me. In Buddhism, there are four noble truths, the first of which, roughly translated, states, "Life is suffering." Whilst this may manifest a feeling of discomfort and resistance, it must be accepted as the truth if we truly wish to get the most from life. The truth is we suffer through all transitions in life. We experience the trauma of birth, ailments of aging, sickness, and finally death. It is the very first noble truth because it's the one we least want to hear, and yet that which we most need to admit to in order to progress. Trying to wrestle with the natural roller coaster of life in an attempt to subdue it to our will is foolish and will serve only to create more disharmony. This is the foundational concept of the second noble truth, the truth that we are the major cause of our own suffering, or more accurately, the fact we attach ourselves to the ever-changing external world and neglect to control the internal world of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Therefore, rather than attempting to stabilize the external, material world, which is impossible because it's always changing, we should rather control our internal world of our mind, our feelings, and behaviors, which leads us to the third noble truth. The way to extinguish suffering is to liberate oneself from attachments and become the master of oneself. The fourth and final noble truth lays out the path towards self-mastery, a kind of how-to guide. Decoded into layman's terms, in summary, the four noble truths of Buddhism state: the external, physical world will continually change and is therefore impermanent. Each year, month, week, day, and moment will differ from the last, and there is nothing to be done about it. However, we can calm and control the internal world of thoughts, feelings, and subsequent behaviors, which in turn will have a significant impact on how we cope and navigate our way through life. Whilst the world around you remains chaotic, unpredictable, and transient, your inner world can be tranquil, focused, directed, controlled, and harmonious with your actions. Therefore, working to become the master of oneself is the only path to wholeness, contentment, happiness, and success. Thus, this book aims to help you take command of your mind, body, and behaviors. Become the master of yourself, and you will become the leader of your life. Once again, the words written here are merely signposts. In order for you to progress towards a more complete, controlled, and aligned existence, you must take time and effort to analyze what is written and complete the activities provided. As with all aspects of this book, everything written has a purpose and meaning to help you. Words and sentences are chosen and constructed carefully and decisively to help you develop. For example, the activities will frequently require you to write things down. Again, this request has meaning and purpose. Evidence shows that the process of writing not only elucidates your thoughts, it also entrenches learning and increases commitment. When compared to keeping concepts or thoughts within your own head, putting ideas, plans, and cognitions onto paper increases commitment and entrenches learning. For example, patients who write down goal-orientated strategies consistently recover faster and remain healthier when compared to those who keep plans within their own minds. Those who commit pen to paper and describe desires, feelings, and behaviors gain deeper insights and greater transformations when compared to those who just talk or think about such things. With this in mind, to gain the most from this book and resultant benefits, you must actively engage with what is written with probing introspection. The first step towards positive behavior change is to become aware of oneself and pay attention to those elements which we can control, we can stabilize and change, namely our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Throughout life, people can drift between three interlinked realms, but most will fall into one particular domain where they remain for the rest of their life. However, being brave enough to recognize which realm you tend to gravitate towards and the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that keep you within that realm is the first step to change. Realm 1. The One-Dayers. We intellectually understand that life involves suffering and will never stop changing. We know aging, sickness, and death is an inevitable fact of life, but one-dayers never truly accept the delicate nature and the precious nature of life, and therefore never express any urgency to change or show real gratitude for life. One-dayers will wish for their life to be different, and they will recognize room for improvements within their life, whether it's for better health, wealth, or happiness. But they believe there is plenty of time. They will change one day, and it will all come together nicely one day. Like the index finger which flicks past social media news feeds, those in this realm will rapidly send thoughts of mortality and the incessant ticking clock of life from their minds, like an ostrich with its head in the sand. Of course, the main reasoning for never really getting around to truly experiencing, improving, and living life is because they are waiting for a gap in the storm. However, of course, that gap will never come. Life is impermanent and will never stay still, and thus there will always be something to provide an excuse or use as a scapegoat. These individuals will often profess to be doing all they can to improve their life. However, in truth, their efforts are half-hearted and lacklustered because their underlying, almost unconscious belief is that one day things will naturally fall into place and that everything will get better organically without too much effort. For one-dayers, there is a latent trust which believes they simply have to hang on for long enough and one day the storm will give way to everlasting sunshine. This rather naive group will do just enough to survive, but never truly push themselves outside of their comfort zone to achieve more. In fact, rather than choosing to purposefully push the boundaries of their existence to develop, grow, and achieve higher potentials, they passively wait for life to change them. They tend only to react when life happens to them, rather than becoming someone that happens to life. For example, when diagnosed with a preventable illness, they will take minimal action to improve their well-being. When highly stressed, they will prefer to just take time out rather than use the respite to transform their lifestyle for future resilience and ability to cope. Their efforts are often minimal and largely reactive. Not because this group is lazy, but because there remains a subliminal belief that if they hold on tight, do the bare minimum, and submissively wait long enough, somewhere, at some point, one day, there will be a permanent, lifelong break in the clouds, and they will live happily ever after. However, of course, as the years pass from the youth of their 20s and 30s into their 40s, they start to wonder if the storm will ever end. Entering into their 50th decade, they begin to question if the perfect hand they are waiting for will ever be dealt. After perhaps a further 10 years, paused in hope that life will work out one day, finally the gravity behind the first noble truth of Buddhism is realized, and they wish they had made more of life, appreciated their existence with more gratitude, more love, more adventure, more courage, more health, and more happiness. In this manner, one day is often slip into a self-destructive mode, and this can lead them into the helpless realm of what I call the yes butters. Realm 2. The yes butters. The yes butters see themselves as the victims in life. These people are blissfully unaware that most of the difficulties they face are due to their own excuses, lack of courage, and personal effort. When opportunities arise, when encouraged to achieve something bigger, or offered ways to take control of themselves and improve their life, they often can be heard saying, "Yes, but..." These individuals will quickly topple into helplessness, whereby they give up all attempts to achieve dreams, improve circumstances, and develop themselves physically, psychologically, or spiritually, and eventually choose to curl up within the bows of the ship with no hope, no point, and no purpose. This yes but group will have the self-destruct button permanently nearby. When life throws a punch, they harm themselves in despair. When individuals in this realm have a tough day or week, their reaction is to hit the fuck it button, get drunk, devour cigarettes, or some other destructive, counterproductive behavior. Of course, because these individuals have a victim mentality, they relinquish all responsibility from themselves. They justify their damaging nature, hurtful speech, harmful actions, and blame others, blame life events and circumstances for the state of their life. As a result, their health will rapidly fade, their capacity to engage in life will diminish, and the suffering they experience will therefore be enhanced. These people renounce all effort and surrender personal control to the whimsical fancy of life. These people have unhealthy lifestyles, minimal self-respect, and thus become psychologically and physically weaker. They expose their underbelly, making themselves easy prey, and for these sorry souls, their dismal destiny is self-fulfilling. Realm 3. The Commanders. The commanders are the rare but otherwise unremarkable bunch who choose to take affirmative action and become commanders of their life via self-mastery of mind, body, and behaviors. Just like everyone else, this group receives life's occasional blindside punches. But rather than subserviently taking the blows and scurrying delicately onwards like the one-dayers, or whimpering and whining like the yes-butters, those in the realm of the commanders absorb the suffering like energy drawn from a power line and learn from the experience. Commanders fight like the last standing warrior. They accept that life is impermanent, and so they learn to find peace and quiet within the eye of the storm. These people decide to rinse this valuable life of everything possible. These people cannot wait for the wishful one day, or passively hope that things by chance will change, because there is no time to waste on such gambles. Instead, commanders foster unwavering courage and carve change through their own actions and venture bravely into the unknown, which is outside the safety of their comfort zone. When life gets hard and an opportunity to press the self-destruct or self-pity button appears, these individuals become instantly insulted by its very existence. When life presents barriers or challenges, others return to their comfort zone, believing that they have tried their hardest, whilst the glorious commanders will not be surprised by such blockades and will relish the opportunity to learn, grow stronger, and overcome the obstacles. Commanders will not let themselves become prey or allow themselves to become weak or more vulnerable by their own thoughts, feelings and behaviours. These people do everything they can to gain more strength from every tough voyage, learn from every hurdle and extract wisdom from every challenge. These individuals take the helm of the ship, wrestle it into the waves and stand magnificently proud in the thrashing rain. One quality of the commander which serves them well is the ability to pay close attention to and be acutely aware of fundamental truths, such as, unless one takes ownership of one's own mind, body and behaviours, you will easily be bruised by life. Commanders understand that no one is coming to save them. It is their sole responsibility to save themselves from themselves. The only person responsible for thoughts, emotions, and behaviors is the individual who creates them. No one holds the power to push your emotional or self-destructive button. The ownership lies with the individual. No one can control your thoughts or your behaviors. There is no magic pill for self-mastery or personal control. It just takes effort and courage. Everyone knows that life is delicate, but not many people act upon this fact. Whereas some people will delay actions until some fairy tale time, commanders will seize the day. When others tune out to the sound of the ticking clock, commanders tune in, listen intently, and recognize that the time to act is now. For example, for many people, the fact that smoking causes disease is like the sound of the household clock. It continues to tick and tock, but no one really hears it until it strikes midnight. For example, the fact that unhealthy food makes you fat and susceptible to poor health is a message rarely heard. Regular exercise ameliorates psychological and physical qualities of life and is another largely dismissed message. The quality of truly listening, comprehending, and appreciating the implications of such messages is the first vital skill of a commander. Focus on the facts with conscious attention. If you have an unhealthy habit which you know is harming your mind, your body, or your behaviors, pay attention to that knowledge with intensity and focus. Most people ignore such messages or believe they will dedicate attention to it at some point, at some time in the future. Unfortunately, that time usually arrives when it's either too late or too hard to change. Most unhealthy habits are like the Venus flytrap. They begin as the fly does, at the surface of the leaf, where it can gorge with free abandon on the sweet sap. As it fuels itself, the fly becomes covered in sticky liquid and slips down under its weight, and in a desperate attempt to escape, it finds itself too heavy, too weak, and too late. Choose to break the norm. Choose not to be like other people, feasting on the sap of unhealthy behaviors. Become aware of yourself. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings and behaviours so that you can understand yourself, change that which is unhelpful and thus master control of your mind, body and life. I remind you that accomplishment of perfection is impossible. Instead, we must aim to become more complete, less fractured, integrate the conflicting parts of our psyche to resolve cognitive dissonance. Expose false beliefs, take responsibility for our actions, master control of thoughts and emotions, and accomplish integrity via the healthy alignment of mind and body.